Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab some fire and a candle. It's time for a story. Today's story is Go to School Kanunu, written by Chris Esper. Little Kanunu sat at the kitchen table, eating his breakfast. His mother walked in and said, "Kanunu, you'd better finish your breakfast. It's time to go to school." Kanunu replied, "No, I'm not going to school." "Whatever do you mean? Why not?" Mother cried.
"I don't want to," Kanunu said.
"You must, Kanunu. Don't you want to learn new things?" Mother asked.
"No," Kanunu exclaimed.
"Kanunu, if you don't go to school, you'll be put in the time-out chair," threatened Mother.
"Fine," Kanunu replied fearlessly.
With that, Mother headed for the next room. She comes across the wooden chair sitting in the corner. She called out, "Chair! Chair!" The chair awakened. "Chair, I need you to place Kanunu in time out so he can finish his breakfast and get ready for school." The chair thought for a moment and replied,
"Nope, I won't do it."
Mother threatened, "If you won't do it, I'll get the fire to burn you."
"Go ahead, do it," the chair barked back.
Mother made her way to the living room, where a toasty fire burned in the fireplace. She opened it and shouted, "Fire! Fire!" The fire formed a face. "Fire, I need you to burn the chair so the chair can give Kanunu a time out and he can eat his breakfast and get ready for school." The fire quickly replied,
"I'm not doing that."
"If you won't do it, I'll get the water to put you out," Mother replied. The fire answered with his raspy and crackling voice,
"Go ahead."
"Water, I need you to put out the fire so that the fire can burn the chair. Then the chair can put Kanunu in time out and Kanunu can finish his breakfast and get ready to go to school," Mother cried, breathless. With his gargling voice, the water answered,
"I'm not doing that."
Frustrated, Mother responded, "If you don't, I'll get the camel to drink you up." The water gargled,
"That camel doesn't scare me."
Mother entered the backyard to find the camel eating grass. "Camel! Camel!" The camel looked up from his meal. "Camel, I need you to drink the water so that the water can put out the fire. Then the fire can burn the chair so that the chair can put Kanunu in time out. Then he can eat his breakfast." Mother took a large breath and continued, "And get ready to go to school." The camel said in his deep voice,
"Sorry, I won't do it."
Mother shot back, "If you won't do it, I'll get the mouse to crawl in your ears."
"I don't care," said the camel.
Mother went into her bedroom, where she knelt by a tiny hole in the wall. She peeked inside and called, "Mouse? Mouse!" The mouse crawled out. Mother took a deep breath and said, "Mouse, I need you to crawl in the camel's ears so that the camel can drink the water. Then the water can put out the fire. Then the fire can burn the chair, and the chair can put Kanunu in time out. Then Kanunu can eat his breakfast." Mother took a very large breath and finished, "And get ready for school." With her squeaky voice, the mouse responded, Mother sighed. If you don't do it, I'll get the cat to chase you.
Be my guest,
the mouse squeaked back and crawled into her hole. Right next to the bed, a black cat was asleep. Mother called, Cat! Cat! The cat woke up. Nearly out of breath, Mother explained,
Cat, I need you to chase the mouse so that the mouse can crawl in the camel's ears. Then the camel can drink the water so that the water can put out the fire. Then the fire can burn the chair so that the chair can put Kanunu in time out. Then Kanunu can eat his breakfast.
Mother again breathed deeply. And get ready to go to school. The cat ponders and then meows.
Meow. I'll do it.
The cat ran to the mouse. The mouse ran to hide in the camel's ears. The camel went to drink the water. The water went to put out the fire. The fire went to burn the chair. The chair went to put Kanunu in time out. Kanunu was gone. Kanunu had gone to school. Go to School, Kanunu is an old Syrian story that was passed down by Chris Esper's grandparents, who told it to Chris's father, who told it to Chris. And Chris shared it with me. And now I have shared it with you. And that's what happens to stories. When people think they're funny and remember them and tell them to each other, they slowly spread all around the world. This story reminds me of two other elderberry tales, and for two different reasons. It reminds me of the episode Misha versus the Donut. In both Go to School Kanunu and in Misha versus the Donut, there is a mom who's trying to get a kid to do something that kid does not want to do. And I can really relate to that. I've been a kid, and now I'm a mom. So I've had times when someone was telling me to do something that I didn't want to do. And now, sometimes I'm in that position of encouraging my child to do something that my child doesn't want to do. I wonder why it is that sometimes we're happy to do what someone wants us to do, and we say, oh, yes, Mom, of course. And sometimes we just want to say, no, no, I won't. Does that ever happen to you? What is it that makes you want to say yes? And what is it that makes you want to say no? This story about Kanunu and his mother also reminds me of the story Agassi Kidnaps Weensy. I think it's because in Go to School Kanunu, there's a long string of characters. The cat chases the mouse. The mouse goes after the camel. The camel goes after the water. The water goes after the fire. The fire goes after the chair. And of course, the chair tries to go get Kanunu. and in Agassi kidnaps Weensy, there's also a long, funny chain of characters that are working together. And if you want to know how that story ends, you'll have to go listen to that episode too. Plus, I always think it's funny when you talk to something like a chair or water or fire and they talk back. Thanks to Chris Esper for sharing this story with us. Go to School Kanunu, with illustrations by Cardigan Broadmore, is available on Amazon. I'll include a link to the book on Facebook, as well as a link to Chris Esper's website, storiesinmotion.com. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. Stories grow and take on life when we share them. If you liked this story, share Elderberry Tales with your friends so that this story can continue to make more children laugh. See you next time.